It's the first time Paul McCartney will play a concert in Buffalo, and at age 73, it could possibly be his last. That's why demand has been so high for the former Beatles' Buffalo gig. Chris Lydon, an analyst with SeatGeek.com, says there's a hefty price to pay for this historic show.
We've seen an average resale price of $381, which is, by a very wide margin, the most expensive concert in Buffalo this year.
McCartney tickets were gobbled up quickly at the box office and made available online by resale at high markups. That caught the attention of many, including Senator Charles Schumer, who introduced legislation to take on the online bots that grab bulk orders of tickets. Lydon was asked about that proposed legislation.
You certainly kind of want that even playing field for fans that, you know, a bot might kind of work its way into stopping. So it's a tough issue. I mean, you certainly don't, it doesn't seem fair that somebody can just use a bot and buy up thousands upon thousands of tickets.
By comparison, the average resale price for the Eagles was $210. The average resale price for Rolling Stones tickets at Ralph Wilson Stadium, about $219. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.